This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. I'm joined there by Dr. Declan Matthews, and he's going to give us his update on COVID. Hi, Declan. How are you?
I'm very good, Liz. Thanks very much.
That's good. Right, we're going to get started on the major topic of the week. Is the AstraZeneca vaccine now gone for everyone?
No, absolutely not. It's not gone for everyone. The AstraZeneca vaccine is still an extremely good vaccine. For all over 60s, it's still the vaccine of choice. One of the problems with that, of course, is that most of the over 70s are already done with the Pfizer at this stage. But it does mean that the AstraZeneca is still a very good vaccine. I mean, there have been problems with the clotting, and it's an unusual type clotting around the brain. And that has been a problem. It occurs in about 1 in 250,000 people. You know, it's about 4 people in a million, and about 1 of them will die from it. So that it is serious from that point of view. But if you think of a population of 5 million in this country, and if we vaccinated everybody with the AstraZeneca vaccine, you would get 20 deaths. I know that's dreadful and that's awful. 5 deaths, sorry. That's dreadful and that's awful. But, I mean, if 5 million people got COVID, you'd be running into thousands upon thousands upon thousands of deaths.
Okay, so the AstraZeneca is still in use?
The AstraZeneca is still in use, and that's the one that people will be getting over 60 years of age at the moment, because that's the group they've advised to get it. Now, having said that, when they made this decision, they were seriously looking at maybe 45 or 50 age group cutting off, but they said they'd go for 60 just to be absolutely safe.
What about a healthcare worker maybe in their 30s or 40s who's received the first dose of AstraZeneca and is now due their second?
What will happen in that situation is, up to now, you got your second dose within about 12 weeks from the first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now that's going to be put out to 16 weeks, and it may even go to 20 weeks. This does a few things. It's perfectly safe from that point of view. You're still covered very well. There is talk, and there has been talk all along, and I think this is what's going to resolve the issue eventually, is that a lot of these vaccines, you actually only need one dose. And I think that will, in the next week or two, become the norm. One of the good things about the AstraZeneca vaccine so far is that they've noticed these rare, and I have to say very, very rare clots occurring after the first dose. They haven't noticed it in anybody after the second dose. Now, that may be just that they haven't done as many people as they have with the first dose, but it may be a case that if you don't get it after the first one, well, you ain't going to get it after the second one. We're waiting for evidence on that.
Okay, Denmark have announced this week that they are suspending the Astra vaccine for everyone and they will not use it again. Why is this?
There are very good reasons for that. Denmark is a country about the same size as our own, about 5 million, maybe a little more people. It's a sort of an agricultural and industrial society, very like our own. But they did one thing that we didn't do. They bought vaccines at the start. They bought loads of vaccines at the start, and they had enough of the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. And at this stage, 70% of their population have got their first dose. So actually, really what they decided is, well, look, we're doing well. We have enough to keep going. We actually don't need AstraZeneca, so we're not going to give it. But equally, what they have said is that if AstraZeneca was the only vaccine on the market at the moment and the only one they had access to, they would have had no problems continuing using it.
Okay, people are going to be afraid to take the AstraZeneca after all this, and if you refuse, you will go to the back of the queue. Do you think this is fair?
I can't see any other way that you're going to be able to do it. I can't see any other way you're going to be able to deliver it. These vaccines, as we've said from the start, these vaccines they're difficult to get into the community. They're difficult to be stored and delivered. So you can't sort of say, oh, look, there's a practice down in Yall, we'll send them so many AstraZeneca, so many Moderna and so many Pfizer. It's just not workable. So it has to be like that, I'm afraid.
If you hadn't already been vaccinated, would you take the AstraZeneca today if it was offered to you?
Absolutely. I'd grab it with both hands.
Okay. I thought I'd put you in the spot there.
No, and I mean, there isn't even a doubt in my mind. And if anybody rings us up in the surgery, we're saying, absolutely. Remember the original thing with AstraZeneca, they told us not to give it to people over 70s. And the only reason they said that originally was that they just didn't have the data. Out of the trial of something like 40 or 50,000 people they trialled it on, only 200 of them were over 65. So they just couldn't sort of predict how it would behave in that age group. Now they know perfectly well it behaves well. And in fact, it's the younger cohorts, it's the people in their 20s and 30s that seem to really suffer more from these clots than anybody else.
Okay. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has now also been suspended. Is this going to really affect the rollout?
It is going to affect the rollout because we were depending on that, as I say, especially the fact that it was a single shot. The fact that it was a single shot was really great. It's the sort of one that, you know, you could have sent down to a GP surgery. It sits in your fridge. You could actually deliver it on house calls, which would have made it very handy to sort of deliver to people who can't travel and that sort of stuff. Now, the reason they've suspended that, and both the United States have suspended it, and Johnson & Johnson themselves have suspended it, they were picking up something like one in a million of these rare side effects. And if you remember back when we started talking back in maybe June, July last year, we said vaccines were going to be the big answer and they were going to be our way out of this. And you sort of asked me at the time, are they safe? Can we use them? You know, and I said, so far as we know, they are safe. But I did say at the time, once you get into using them in a million or 2 million people, there are some extremely rare side effects going to show up. And that's what's happening at the moment, really.
Okay. Do you think this is all going to create a bit of vaccine hysteria?
I think it's going to create some. I think I still think the vast majority of people would say, give me a vaccine. I don't care what you give it to me. Give me, just get it into me. And I think that's the way an awful lot of people feel. I do think we're going to run into problems that when you get down into the 20, 30s, 40s age group, a lot of the sort of this will have died down a bit. And I think a lot of them just won't be bothered. And I think that might cause a little bit of a problem when we get to that stage. But we're nowhere near that stage yet.
Yeah, so. In your own surgery, you're vaccinating all day and people have even been ringing us here. They're all happy to get their doses, aren't they?
They're delighted to get their doses. And we've had very, very, very few. I could count on one hand the amount of people who sort of phoned up and said, look, I think I'll hold off for another while. Do you know what
okay.
I mean?
A new thing now, an online portal opened up this morning for people to book their vaccines. Must everyone now book online?
Yeah, this is specifically for everybody over 60. It's for all the over 60s who don't have an illness, in other words, who aren't an at-risk. All the at-risk patients are going to be done in GP surgery. So if you have diabetes, if you have severe obesity, if you have chronic chest problems, if you have neurological problems like MS and that sort of, those sort of patients, all those are going to be done in the GP surgeries. But for everybody else who is healthy and has nothing wrong with them, the portal has opened up this morning on www.hse.ie. Which is the standard HSE portal, and you go in there and you log on, and they are asking that people who are 69 log on today. Mm-hmm. They're asking people who are 68 to log on tomorrow, Friday, people who are 67 on Saturday, people who are 66 on Sunday, and people who are 65, age 65, to log in on Monday and book a place. It'll be about 2 weeks before it's fully up and running, but they just want to get the numbers and they want to just get everything ready. Now, when you do log on, now, I think this is very important. Some people wouldn't feel that comfortable using a computer and going in there and doing that. There is no problem in getting somebody else to do it for you. There is no problem. If you can't use a computer and you're still worried, there is a phone number you can ring and the HSE will talk you through it and do it via phone for you. And that phone number is 1-850-24-1850. We'll give it again later on. I think it's important. So it's 1-850-24-1850. And you can ring up and they will do all the booking for you. When you do go on the portal to book, you'll need to have your name, your address, your PPS number, and have this ready because you have to go through it. Now, the portal does not rush you through. There's no sort of, you know, there's no sort of cut off. You know, you're 2 minutes here, now your time is up. That doesn't happen. But you need your name, your address, your phone number, an email address, and it doesn't matter if you don't have one, your daughter's or your son's or somebody's email address will do. They also want your air code if you have it, okay? They want you to have that information, and you might say, why do they want all that information? They need all that information really to make sure that people are who they say they are. That's one reason. And the other reason, they need that information so that when it comes that we have I don't like the term, but when we have vaccine passports, they'll know who to send it to and where to send it and that sort of stuff.
Okay, and anyone that books now through this online portal, they'll be getting their appointment at a vaccination centre rather than a GP, is that correct?
Yes, they will. They'll be getting it. And as I say, and I should also say, as I say, they ask people who are 69 to book today, 68 tomorrow, 67 the next day. If you don't get around to it today, it doesn't matter. You can book next week again. It doesn't mean you've missed it if you don't do it today. So don't worry about that. You can do it next week. You can do it any time next week. And it isn't first come, first served, you know. So just because you don't get on today doesn't mean you'll go back down the list. So don't be worried about that.
So will they be phasing out GPs vaccinating?
We don't know that yet. My gut feeling, and we have an IMO webinar tonight on that, I have a feeling they're going to need GPs as well. So far, all vaccinations, nearly 45% of all vaccinations that have been done in this country so far have been done in GP surgeries. So I think they're going to find it very hard to replace
that. They
don't
have enough vaccinators, like, do they?
They don't have enough vaccinators. And I actually, my wife and I actually volunteered to become vaccinators. They wrote back to us and they sort of wanted my leave insert results. I don't know where they are. They wanted me to be vetted by the Gardaí, despite the fact that I've been vetted by the Gardaí for the hospital job here last year. There was some work I was doing with the prison. I was vetted for that last year. And the year before, I was vetted for, I think, something to do with children care or something like that. So I've been vetted three times, and yet they want it done again. You just feel they're putting little things in our way. And I know an awful lot of GPs my age who sort of would love to go back and start doing it. When they see the paperwork involved, they say, oh, feck this, I'm not doing it, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. No. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks very much to Dr. Matthews and...